The name of the show is I'm Not a Comedian. I'm Lenny Bruce, Ronnie Marmo, coming back to Chicago to do it again at the North Shore Center for Performing Arts. Actually, it's in Skokie. And Ronnie, welcome back to Chicago.
Hey, Steve. Thank you. I'm so excited. I love it.
Well, actually, you're not in Chicago right now. You're in Southern California. And before we talk about Lenny Bruce, I want to talk about the weather where you are in Southern California. Where are you and how bad is it?
I'm now the hippy-dippy weatherman reincarnated through Lenny Bruce and Ronnie Marmo. We're in a hurricane, a slight little hurricane, and what's really the cherry on top is my daughter just got engaged, and today is her engagement party outdoors, and she said we're not canceling it, and so we're just getting to her place outdoor in the hurricane engagement party, and the tent she rented she thinks will hold up and be enough.
I hope so. What city are you in?
I think we're basically in Orange County. I live in Los Angeles, but we came down to Orange County. And we just did a Laguna Playhouse. We did Lenny last couple of nights, and it was just right up the block from the engagement. So it was very convenient. And, you know, listen, I'm a dad. Whatever my daughter wants, we do. That's the way it works.
Yeah, but I want to know how bad it is weather-wise there. Has the rain begun?
Oh, yeah, it's raining pretty good. But listen, for East Coasters or Chicagoans, this would be kind of silly. And, you know, they make a big thing out of it. But let's see. Hopefully this will be just some rain and it'll move past. But it hasn't been really windy yet. So I think they said around 2:30 or so it'll hit over here. So we'll see.
All right. Well, that's 2:30 your time. Right now in Chicago, it's 2:38. And yes, you are coming back. And you are coming back, though. You're teasing us a little bit because I think you're coming back only for one night.
Well, two shows one day. I'm doing a doubleheader on September 9th, a matinee and an evening. But I'm so thrilled because we're kind of passing through. We're on tour now. And when I had the opportunity came up to come back to the good folks of Chicago, I left a big piece of my heart there. So I was like, yes, please. And so it's a 900-seat theater, which is probably one of the reasons we're only doing a few shows, but it's going to be beautiful. And the town of Skokie, I can't wait.
So. All right. Now, lots here. So I was looking for a clip. You heard the clip that I chose. And, you know, we just went to YouTube and looked for something where I could play Lenny Bruce. Now, I had a couple of issues. One is that some of what he said I could never play on the radio even today. So those got knocked out of the box. But some of what he said was just not funny anymore. It might have been at the time. And it's not necessarily it wasn't offensive. It was just like, I don't get it. You know, so maybe back then people did.
Well, yes and no. I mean, here's the thing. There's a reason my play's called I'm Not a Comedian, I'm Lenny Bruce. He was so much more than a comic. And he was a smart comic and really got to a point. You know, and he was finding his voice as he went along. He never did the same routine twice the same way. So I often hear that if people find Lenny Bruce on their own, there's a chance they'll miss it. But if they find Lenny Bruce through me and this show and then go out and do their homework, they'll totally get what the whole thing was about. And so that's exciting to me, is like I'm a nice introduction to who Lenny was. And then off you go on learning really about the man. But if you stumble upon Lenny, you might miss some of the magic of what it actually was and how important it was, and sadly how timely it still is today. You know.
Well, a groundbreaking comedian, and I recall once having a conversation with Joan Rivers where I asked her this typical question that people like me ask: who were you most influenced by? And I don't know what I thought she would say, but instantly the answer to this question, I'm sure she had been asked thousands of times, was Lenny Bruce. And I watched an interview with George Carlin where he said the same thing, and I've seen other comedians say the same thing. What was it about him that made him so influential to an entire generation, but probably generations, plural, of comedians that have followed?
Well, because Lenny paved the way. He was the first comic to get on stage and not have a set routine. He was just discussing things and topics that were, you know, taboo publicly. And certainly he was the first guy to do that. And he didn't apologize for it. In fact, he paid the ultimate price eventually. You know, he died at 40 of an overdose. But, you know, Phil Spector had a great line. He said Lenny Bruce died of an overdose to the police. So he basically sacrificed everything so comics can do what they do today. And I know Joan Rivers specifically said Lenny was, you know, the most influential and the most sexy man she ever saw in her life. So she was taken by Lenny, but so was everybody else. You know, in terms of Carlin, Lenny basically handed the microphone directly to Carlin. You know, he picked up the baton, as it was, and continued the fight. George never had to do any jail time, but you remember the 730 words and all that. So
yeah.
George really continued on in Lenny's name, and Lenny changed the way we do comedy. Lenny changed everything and was willing to fight for it all the way to the end.
Well, I've got another reason to come out and see Ronnie Marmo now. So if indeed...
Dave, you haven't seen the show yet?
Oh, yes, I did.
Just
follow my thoughts here. I saw it when you were in Chicago last time.
Do it.
If indeed you that Lenny Bruce was the sexy comedian, now we've got another reason to go see you, because you clearly then are the sexiest guy playing the comedian, right?
Well, my wife thinks I'm handsome. I don't know who else does, but I don't want to give away the opening of the play. But let's just say, and I know you've seen it, but it's a pretty shocking opening. And let's just say that if you sit house right, the mystery might be over.
Did Lenny Bruce actually go out on stage thinking, I want to shock people? Or was it just this thing to talk about what he talked about and people were shocked about it?
He was a genuine comic. He never wanted to shock anybody. He just wanted to talk about and examine things and issues. He wanted to hold the mirror up to society and say, but why this, why that? You know, and so... No, he didn't plan on shocking. That's why some of these comics today are screaming about free speech, and I understand, of course, and I support them. You know, comedy clubs should remain free speech zones, for sure. So I support them, but they're really not in any legal trouble. The bottom line is, if you don't like a comic, don't go buy a ticket, you know. But Lenny was not a shock-for-shock value comic, no. He just spoke the truth, and, you know, there's always that first guy to... You know, there's a line in the sand, and somebody steps over it, and now there's a new line, and Lenny was the guy willing to do that.
If there's a Lenny Bruce today, do you think that might be Dave Chappelle?
Absolutely. I mean, Chappelle is a perfect example of a guy who's still telling his truth. I don't think Chappelle sits home and goes, let me see how controversial I can be. I think Dave's just talking and telling his truth, and, you know, he's a funny person with a funny mind. Whether you agree or not agree with every single joke he tells, that's not the point, you know. So, yeah, Chappelle's on that list. Sarah Silverman's on that list. Chris Rock's on that list. Tons of people. You know, even Louis C.K., one of our great comedic minds. I mean, he very much felt like a Lenny Bruce to me in a lot of ways. So, yeah.
I was going through YouTube videos, I saw Lenny Bruce with Hugh Hefner in a live show, and they were just chatting. And, of course, Lenny Bruce was funny, but is that when Lenny Bruce was at his best, when he was just having a conversation, whether it be with Hugh Hefner with TV cameras pointing at them, or whether it be in front of a live audience?
Yeah, you saw Playboy After Dark. That was a huge show, and Lenny was his first guest. And there was that whole shtick about the sneezing and the nose. And
yes.
Yeah, Lenny was absolutely what you got in his living room is what you got on stage. You know, and he just was there. He and Hugh Hefner were actually very close. I have a personal letter that was given to me by Kitty Bruce of a letter that Lenny wrote Hugh Hefner thanking him for some of the money for the for his lawyer fees and all that. So it was they were really close friends. And so, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. He was the same guy on and off the stage.
Well, I want to talk about that relationship you have with Kitty Bruce. And the fact that she says, yes, go out there. I want my dad to be remembered and supports what you're doing. And Lenny Bruce was all about truth, as you mentioned. And the show that you're in is about the truth of Lenny Bruce. And it's sometimes an uncomfortable truth. It's very funny, but sometimes an uncomfortable truth. And I want to talk about that when we come back with Ronnie Marmo here on WGN. Ronnie Marmo plays Lenny Bruce, North Shore Center for the Performing Arts. Ronnie will be there September 9th at 2:00 and again at 8:00.
But that's it. Just two performances, September 9th up in Skokie. Ronnie, Lenny Bruce couldn't have been a more complicated character, a character that's been brought back now on television in the Netflix show that I can't think of the name of at the moment, but I'm sure you know. Were you surprised to see that Lenny Bruce has been resurrected in a sense?
Yes. I mean, it was a huge blessing when Lenny showed up on this Maisel show.
Thank you. That's Marvelous the name of it. Yes, thank you. I couldn't think of the name of it. Yes.
It's all good. It was on Amazon Prime, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Okay, so I had everything wrong. It wasn't on Netflix. It was on Amazon.
It's all good. It's all good.
Yes.
Hey, listen, it's super cool that Amy Palladino, the creator of Maisel, obviously has a thing for Lenny, which I love. And so the Lenny Bruce character was introduced on that show, and they did a very good job with it. And, you know, it's different than my show. My show is much more edgy and controversial. But I'm so grateful that they introduced Lenny's name to an entire generation of people. You know, even really young guys like Paul Lisnick, even our mutual friend can, you know, now knows about Lenny because of that show.
Yeah, in fact, he gave Lenny his start, I believe, Mr. Lisnick, who will be on this show in a couple of weeks talking politics. And I don't know, we'll feed him Jell-O or do something to keep him awake. But aside from Mr. Lisnick, I want to talk about Lenny Bruce's complicated life. And it was complicated, even more complicated than Lisnick's, I guess.
Absolutely. And that was the thing about Lenny. Like, he was, you know, he was a complicated human being, which is why he was the perfect guy to lead this charge, because he had lots of thoughts and lots of ideas and didn't want to just like get in line. And he wasn't like, you know, a rebel for rebel cause. He just wanted to talk about these issues, and people just didn't really know what to do with him, you know? And that's the problem. I mean, I think people were so threatened. I mean, the first time he got arrested was in Chicago in 1962. He got arrested in a place called the Gate of Horn, directly across the street from Mr. Kelly's. It's no longer there. But the Gate of Horn, and he was arrested for doing a bit called Religions Incorporated. And it didn't have one curse word or anything. And a Catholic cop was offended, and because he had the Pope Jewish, and he had a whole thing, you know, it was very funny. And the cop was offended. They arrested him, and he was charged on obscenity. He eventually, the conviction eventually got overturned for Chicago, but he didn't have such luck in New York, where he was arrested as well. So he took a beating, you know? He definitely took a beating.
Well, he took a beating, but he paid for that with a bit of substance abuse.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, he definitely got caught up in the era. You know, a lot of his friends were musicians and jazz guys. In fact, that's kind of how he found his voice, was through these great jazz musicians. He would play these dive bars, and then suddenly, you know, he'd be telling the band these stories, and then he'd turn around and just keep telling the audience. So, but yeah, he was addicted, and sadly, he passed away at 40 from an overdose.
Yeah. Is that why some of the bits that I never put it together like this, some of the bits that he did were with music in the background? Is that because of his love of jazz?
Well, he said he saw himself as a jazz musician with the microphone. That's why his words, like, you know, he was very lyrical man, and he, like, you know, had a whole thing, you know. And so he said that he was like Charlie Parker. He said, "I would grab the microphone and blow, blow, blow." And so he saw it that way. Yeah, he saw himself as a jazz musician with words.
So your show is, of course, not ad lib. It's a show, and you've got lines, and you deliver those lines. How much of what he did was ad lib?
Oh, a ton of it. A ton. Yeah. Well, my show, you know, it's a 90-minute monologue, the one-man show, and I'm a little hoarse right now because I just did three performances the last 3 days. And Joe Mantegna showed up yesterday, my beautiful director, came to Laguna Beach. And I know he's Chicago's favorite son.
Absolutely.
And so he directed the show. When he comes, I, you know, reach down even deeper and show off a little for my guy. So, but I do leave a little room for improv. There's two sections in the show where if the audience is really participating and holding me up, we go to another place with some of this material.
Well, that's great. What did you learn from watching Lenny Bruce, which you did, I'm sure, I would imagine, over and over and over. And that's one question. It's a two-parter. Why continue to do this show? I know people pay you for it. But beside that, what is it about this show that is so appealing to you?
Well, I learned a whole bunch. And what people usually say to me is like, and it sounds a little shticky or a little spiritual, but they say, Ronnie, you're actually just, you're channeling this guy. You're channeling Lenny. It's not even like an acting job. And I kind of feel like there's some truth to that. Like,
yes.
To sit here and tell you every single thing that I've learned is really hard to do, because at one point the thing just shifted. And Kitty Bruce always says, my dad's there with you. He's there. He's helping you. He's telling the story with you. You know, so there's something bigger than the show going on. And why do I keep doing it? Well, last night was my 426th performance.
Wow.
And that's a lot of times to do a one-man show. And it's still as fresh as ever. And the reason I keep doing it is a few reasons. One, it's a beast. It's a big show. It's overwhelming. I never feel like I really have it. And the other reason I keep doing it is because as an actor, I mean, I've been very blessed in my career, and I've been able to make a living at this for a couple of decades. But the truth is, like, to have something that I find so important, and so does everyone else, and it's a humongous acting challenge, that's really hard to come by as an actor. You know, when you have my face, usually it's like Vinny get the bat, dodge phone call. You know, those are the roles you do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mister, you forgot your pickle. You know, those are the roles.
What was that? Mister, you forgot your pickle?
Yeah, like I work at the deli or something, you know.
Okay.
Like the guy bought a sandwich and, you know. So, those are the roles I get,
uh-huh.
You know. And so the idea that I'm doing something that is so important to me and to others is pretty wild.
Pretty wild.
So that's why I keep doing it.
It is very cool. Saturday, September 9th at 2 o'clock and 8 o'clock, North Shore Center for the Performing Arts. That's in Skokie. It's on Skokie Boulevard near Old Orchard Road, I believe. Check it out if you haven't seen this intense and very funny show. I'm not a comedian. I'm Lenny Bruce, perfectly titled. And in fact, if you want to heckle this performer, you can just ask for a corned beef on rye, I guess. I don't know.
That's very, very funny. Yeah, and if anybody wants a little more info, is check out reviews from when we were in Chicago both times. Go to LennyBruceOnStage.com, and there's just a ton of info there.
Perfect. Ronnie Marmo, congratulations to your daughter, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. I really appreciate it. I can't wait to see you in Chicago. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Ronnie Marmo.